From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
It is affectionately referred to as Portland's biggest party. The Waterfront Blues Festival is the largest celebration of blues, soul, funk, and rhythm and blues west of the Mississippi. The 2019 festival gets underway Thursday, July 4th, and runs through Sunday the 7th at Tom McCall Waterfront Park. All this week, as part of our continuing partnership with the Waterfront Blues Festival, the Coin6 Podcast Network brings you exclusive interviews with some of the artists who will take the stage this year. We'll talk about their history at the Waterfront Blues Festival, their connection to Portland, and most of all, their love of the music that will bring thousands of people together on the banks of the Willamette River again this year. Oregon Music Hall of Famer Norman Sylvester returns to the Waterfront Blues Festival and is bringing some big names with him. Legendary back porch blues star Sheila Wilcoxon, Norman's soulful vocalist daughter Lena Ann Miller, and the dynamic horn section of Renato Caranto and Peter Moss are just some of the artists that will all join Sylvester on stage at Tom McCall Waterfront Park. And they all will be paying tribute to their connection to the Rose City and the big blues names that we've lost this year. Well, I'm here with Norman Sylvester, the Boogie Cat, here in Portland as we talk about the Waterfront Blues Festival. Norman, thanks for coming in. Appreciate seeing you.
It's always good to see you, Ken. Thank you so much.
You were around at the beginning in 1987, yes. So tell me how the Waterfront Blues Festival started.
Well, it started in 1987, like you say. It was a one-day festival, and all local artists with one headliner, John Lee Hooker. And it was for food to feed the hungry. And it was a one-day, just great event. I had a young Janice Scroggins on stage with me, and she just took us to another level. Curtis was there with the Stilettos.
Curtis Salgado.
Yeah, Curtis Salgado. So it was all local bands, and it was a great foundation. It was about the same time that the Cascade Blues Association started, too, you know. So all this stuff started rolling in Portland. And it's still rolling. I think since 87, my band has missed four, and I have missed two since then. So it's been a nice run. And now we are international. It's a big international festival, still doing something for the hungry, and it's a wonderful mission for the Waterfront.
Now, why do you think it grew to the point where it is now? As you say, it's international. Right. You know, you get national and international artists. You have people come from all over in order to see this blues festival. Why do you think it grew and caught on in this town?
Well, I think that the fan base in Portland turning out so heavily and supporting back in the food bank days, and now with the new mission, it's just they're was a base here. So Peter Damon is a great booker. He, you know, sought out the good acts and stuff like that. The headliners were good. And it was the biggest platform in this region for regional artists to play as well, like for guys like me that's in the trenches 365 days a year, keeping live music going in Portland. So it's just a platform for us to shine as well. So I think that, with the attendance and the mission, all created a nice a draw for people to come and celebrate.
One of the things that always has impressed me about the Blues Festival is not only do you have these big artists that come through, Robert Cray
yes.
is coming through this
yeah.
year, but the interaction between the local artists and the national artists, is that something you look forward to every year?
Man, I tell you what, I had the honor, Gatemouth Brown was here years ago, you know, and Kenny Neal was down hanging out with Gatemouth. But I decided not to come down that day. So I was in my backyard listening to it on the radio, and I get a call. It was Kenny Neal. I said, "Man, what you doing?" I said, "Man, I'm just sitting in the backyard just listening to it on the radio today. Come on down here and hang out with Gatemouth." So I jumped in my car and ran down and got to hang out with Gatemouth Brown. I got to hang out with Pop Staple back in the day, Isaac Hayes when he came through, Etta James. You know, and those are just pioneers of music, and it's just a... Hubert Sumlin, Pine Top Perkins, you know, I got to hang out with those cats, man. And it was just like being in blues heaven, you know, just to be with those people. So, yeah, I think that that interaction between regionals and nationals is a real wonderful thing and happens at the Blues Festival.
Yeah, I asked Saida Wright and Arietta Ward about this, but what is it about Portland that has grown so many great artists, especially when you're talking about jazz and blues? Even people who come from elsewhere seem to stick around here and be a part of this music community. What is it about Portland?
I think it's dedication. With me, you know, working trucking for 25 years and still playing music on the side, just staying with it, you know what I'm saying? Just honing out your craft and being dedicated to the Portland music scene. We had tons of talent in this town. You know that. There's tons of great talent, you know. So it's just the dedication of the musicians to making themselves better at their trade, you know. And keeping people. See, music is that vehicle that makes people smile. It makes people dance and move, and they don't know why. You know, it has that magical ability. And that's what music does. And the music is such a part of Portland. The Portland music community is awesome and phenomenal. The fan base is very supportive. So we have a wonderful situation here in Portland.
And across genres, we're talking about blues
now. Everything.
But, I mean, blues, jazz, R&B, rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even, you know, groups like Portugal the Man, mm-hmm. you know.
Americana.
You know,
yeah.
So we cover all genres here, and just some excellent world-class musicians call this home.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Alternative bands, you name it. We got it going on right here in Portland, man. You can go anywhere. And I really, you know, I think, you know, live music in Portland is a blessing to the community. You know, we just need, you know, music in schools. If all schools had music, I think the kids would be in better situations for that brain to start clicking on all cylinders, you know what I'm saying? Arts and music. So music is that healing force, man. You know, that's why we're here talking today. We're talking about music. See, it brings people together.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about your show this year. You're going to be bringing an all-star review to the festival. Mm-hmm. Tell me some of the artists that you'll be playing with, and there will also be some tributes to some artists that we lost as well.
Right. I'm bringing the Norman Sylvester All-Star Review with Renato Caranto on sax, Peter Moss on baritone, my daughter Lynn Ann Sylvester Miller on vocal, Rob Shoemaker on bass. He's been with me for 33 years. Jeff Otto on keys, and his Rob's son, Paul Shoemaker, on drums. And we're bringing on Sheila Wilcoxon, who's fighting cancer at this moment, and stage 4 cancer. And on her bucket list, she wanted to be at the waterfront one more time. So we put her on my set. We're going to do a couple of Coco Taylor songs with her. And we're going to pay tribute to Jim Meese, the Italian chainsaw from the old Brown Sugar days.
Yes.
We got Steve Bradley and Doug Rao are going to come on and play some Venture songs, you know, da 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 da. And then we'll do an original song that I wrote, Redemption Time, and we'll bring up O.B. Oddy, who's the first cousin to Chata Oddy, who passed away last year, and give a tribute to Chata. And I will sing one of Lloyd Allen's original songs at the festival in honor of Lloyd. So we're doing Lloyd Allen tribute, Jim Meese, and Chata, and bringing on Sheila to heal her soul with some music, doing some Coco Taylor stuff.
Yeah, you talked about the losses that we've had in recent years, you know, and I'm going back to, you know, Linda Hornbuckle and Janice Scroggins and some of the real stalwarts mm-hmm. of the music scene
right,
here.
Right, yeah.
How does that hit you when we start losing some of these artists who have made their careers here in Portland and have been featured at the Waterfront Blues Festival over the years?
Well, spiritually speaking, they're with me. Now, Janice and I was like this, you know. She took my music and gave it wings just for having that extra visionary talent. She was a genius. She had a metronome inside of her, and she took Norman Sylvester's music and me and helped me get out there. Because when we opened for BB in 1987 at the Arlington Schnitzer Hall, Janice was there. She made us solid in that Arlene Schnitzer Hall, you know. So Linda, her voice is missed, man. You know,
powerful voice.
Powerful voice. And, you know, she's, but the immortality of those passed on is what we're doing now. When we mention that person and we talk about them and we tell folks about them, we tell our kids about them, that's the immortality that we seek. And we just have to just keep them in our minds. Every time I hit the stage and pick up my guitar, I think of Janis, you know, being there with me, you know, because she's around me so much. You know, every time I hear another lady sing at the Blues Festival, I think of Linda singing the national anthem for so many years.
Yes.
You know, and now we got the Sunshine Division there, and this mission is still continuing on. And I just think it's really a wonderful thing. We have so much need to help the homeless and the hungry right now. And so, you know, the Waterfront Blues Festival is fulfilling the feeding of the homeless and stuff like that. So that's a wonderful mission, yeah.
Yeah, they've raised millions of dollars over the years and fed thousands of people as a result of your efforts and the other musicians who are a part of the Waterfront Blues Festival.
Yeah, and you know, everybody, you know, all the Portland players respect the mission of the Waterfront Blues Festival. It's not sometimes room enough for all of us to play, you know, and that's tough, but we get in there. You know, and when we get in there, we go in there with our A game, and, you know, and we just, it's a party. It's a big party at the Waterfront, you know. Peter and the committee, the whole planning committee, all the volunteers on stages and stuff.
Talk about Peter Damon, who's
Peter
the artistic
Damon,
director.
Peter Damon, yeah, the artistic director is great at that. All the stage crews are just on the A game. And we go down there, and it's like a reunion from year to year. Everybody's happy to see everybody. You see people you haven't seen in 5 years, you know, and you say, hey, how many people ever went to the Candlelight Cafe? And hands go up, you know, hey, I was there. You know, and you play a Candlelight Cafe song that I recorded live there. And that connection is still there, but that's Portland. That Candlelight's a part of that history, that whole tapestry. Well, I'm just a thread in that tapestry, you know, and the tapestry is a beautiful, beautiful a piece of material there. So I'm just part of that masterpiece of Portland music that's going on right now.
Well, you mentioned the Candlelight Cafe. Last year this time, we were in your living room talking about the history of the Candlelight
and
Cafe.
We did that show at Front Porch Stage about the Candlelight, and Joe Shores and his family, grandkids and all that stuff was there, and all the Candlelight folks, man. And, you know, that was like, you know, Jimmy Max.
Yes.
And Candlelight, you know, you think about those places, and over in North Portland, you think about the Royal Esquire, you think about Geneva's, you know, those, the Cotton Club, Cleo's, you know, those memories, they create conversations. I play a live concert for the Marquee Assisted Living Home over on Russet. I've been doing it for 6 years over there. It's just a free concert. But to take and play, say, Caledonia, a Chuck Berry song or a Ray Charles song, and to see the seniors in the wheelchairs and standing around and their face light up. It shows you what music can do, and it's really a wonderful thing, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, what are you most looking forward to with this year's Blues Festival? What are you looking forward to, you know, outside of the obvious, just performing for the people, but, you know, any artists coming in that you want to talk to or any anything, you know, other than your performance itself? That you look forward to with the Blues Festival?
I'm looking forward to wearing that red suit I just got for Father's Day.
All right.
Yeah. That bright red suit. I want to hang out with Dover Weinberg, who's our hometown guy that's playing with Robert Cray. So Dover's a keyboard player for Robert Cray. And Kingfish, Christian Kingfish, I like that young man, too. I like to hang out with him.
Okay.
You know, and I'm playing the Rock the Boat Cruise with Lydia Pence, and I love Cold Blood and Lydia Pence, so I'll be hanging out with her on the Spirit of Portland on the 6th, that night after I play main stage at South Stage on the 6th. I'll be waiting around and getting on the boat and rolling down the river with Lady of Pence and Cold Blood. So, hey, it don't get much better than that, man.
Yeah.
For the Boogie Cat.
Absolutely, yeah. Boogie Cat in the house.
Yes, indeed.
And on the boat.
On the boat, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to boogie the boat. I don't want the captain dancing, though. He can't dance.
No, he's got to pay attention to where he's going.
He's got
to
do what he's doing. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What do you think that the Blues Festival means for the city of Portland in terms of its reputation and its attractiveness to other people who come to the city?
Well, it's a template that other cities can take from. The Waterfront Blues in Portland is a template for other people to see that works to raise money and funds for a worthy cause. And feeding the homeless going forward in our country and housing the homeless is going to be a big issue. So it's just the baby steps that we're taking here, and other cities will see that as a good template to keep their, or to start. Other cities will see that and start doing that festivals. Like there's a lot of festivals around Oregon that I'll play up in Longview, up in El Waco, and they're doing the same thing. You know, they're trying to get these little festivals and they bring them in for benefits. And I think it's going to be happening. So Portland is really a good model. This Waterfront Blues Festival in Portland is a good model for other people to see. And the mission of the Waterfront Blues with the Sunshine Division is a good community partnership sample that everybody can take and use.
Well, we look forward to it. Thank you, Norman Boogie Cat Sylvester, here in studio talking to us about the Waterfront Blues Festival, July 4th through 7th this year. So get yourself out there and have a great time.
Yeah, Ken, will you be there?
Of course.
Will you be boogieing?
I will be boogieing.
I'm on famine.
All right.
I'm on
that sounds good.
Video.
Yeah, I'm kind of shy around the camera.
It's going to go viral.
Sounds good. Norman Sylvester.
The Coin 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin 6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.